Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, 17 minutes past the hour. You know, Facebook sometimes fills your head with a lot of useless information, but I learned something yesterday on Facebook that I do not consider to be useless information. Do you know that every day this week is a palindrome? Now, we have talked about palindromes here on the station quite a bit this year because there have been so many of them. And basically what a palindrome is a date that is the same backwards as it is forwards. So like today, February 23rd, 2022, to 23-22, backwards would also be 2-23-22. And I guess every date this week, well, I think every date until the end of the month is actually like that. So every day from the 21st through the end of the month on the 28th is a palindrome. And this is all coming about because we have a year that has two twos in it. So I think that's interesting because usually we don't have very many palindromes at all when it comes to a given year. There are years where there are no palindromes. As a matter of fact, there are stretches of years where there are no palindromes, but we get a whole week of them here in the month of February. So just an interesting fact that we start the morning off with here. It's a big day of programming here on WWGH Radio because we have this show this morning from 8 until 10, and then Glenn Coble will join us from 10 until 12 noon, and then we have a Glenn show from 12 until 1 with Dr. Feynman, A Progressive Life. Then we have Nate Redman with Offbeat News and Trivia from 4 until 5. Then we have the new show, Live at 5, The Show with No Name, from 5 until 6. Then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. So there's a lot of programming here on this station today, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, I was going to talk about this yesterday, but it is seemingly becoming a bigger story as the week goes on. And, you know, here's the thing. It's the snow. And here's why this gets on my nerves after a while. The forecast is never the same. Now, people will say to you, when you say that, you say, well, the forecast keeps changing right up until the storm happens. Well, people will say, well, the models are changing, the winds are changing, the storm pattern is changing. And I agree with all that. That's absolutely true. But why do these meteorologists start predicting it so early? If you don't know what the storm total accumulations are going to be, and you don't know if it's going to be snow or sleet or ice or whatever it's going to be, why don't you just say snow expected with the possibility of ice, sleet, so on and so forth? Because the things we never know until about, well, really, until the day of. We never know the time it's going to start. We never know the accumulation that's going to happen. We never know if it's going to be ice or freezing rain or whatever it's going to be. I mean, look at the last two storms that we had. We had the big storm, but even the big storm did not live up to the accumulation that they thought it was going to be the afternoon that it was coming. We heard 12 inches. We heard 15 inches. We heard it was going to be far worse here than in Columbus, and it was worse here than in Columbus, but we didn't get 12 inches. We didn't get a foot. I think we ended up with somewhere about 8 inches, and the drifting became the problem. Now, if you would have listened to any meteorologist that week, I don't think they ever used the word drifting, because that's something you really can't predict. And then we had the ice storm last week, which came on Thursday night, and everybody was so panicked. Oh my goodness, the ice storm's coming, I'm not going to be able to get out, it's going to be awful. And yes, we did get ice last Thursday night, but I was out on Friday morning at about 7 o'clock, and we had President Harding here, and it was a little slick, but it was not, you know, inches of ice as they would have had you believe. And so far this week, when it comes to this winter event that is supposed to happen tomorrow night, I have heard, well, it started out, people were saying 5 inches. And then they kind of backed off of that. And it went down to something like 1 to 3. Well, 1 to 3 is not bad. We've had 1 to 3 inch storms twice this year. And those were not bad storms. And now it's kind of turning into, as we get the day before here, it's kind of turning into, well, maybe 3 to 5, maybe sleet, maybe snow, maybe ice. We really don't know anything. This is what I've learned from all the weather reports. We don't know. And I just wish, because it does panic people. I know not everybody in the world gets panicked because of the weather, but I can tell you that there are people who get panicked. Just go to a grocery store the day before, like today, a storm like this. People get rattled, and I think it's done by the television, radio, and newspaper people. And I really honestly have to let the newspaper people off in this story, because they don't push the weather like the television and radio people do. And we don't know. So what would be wrong with just saying there's going to be snow Thursday? We don't know the accumulation yet, but when we have a clearer picture, we'll let you know. Because they always have egg on their face. The next day, they always have to come on and explain, the next day after the storm, they always have to come on and explain why the storm didn't happen like it was planned. Well, the winds kind of sent it up north. Or we had a weather change, we had a temperature change, and everything changed. I don't know. Does this bother anybody else in the world, or is this just one of my pet peeves? I guess we all have pet peeves in the world. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And even if we do have 1 to 3 inches tomorrow night, 1 to 3 inches could mean 1 inch, could mean 3 inches. And as I said, this year we've already had a couple storms that accumulated 3 inches, and I don't think it stopped anybody from their daily business. But we've just got to find a better way to relay this information. I mean, it's never going to be exactly accurate because the weather is one of those ever-changing things. But if it is one of those ever-changing things, I think that the weather people, the meteorologists, should not be giving accumulations if they're not sure that that's what it's going to be, because those accumulations do drive people to the store, and they panic people, and older people and people who can't get out get worried. They think, am I going to have food? Am I going to have transportation? Are people going to be able to get to me? It becomes a mess. Any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on the weather. And maybe this will be the last weather pattern that we have this year. I don't know. To me, March is around the corner. March does tend to be a lot warmer than February for the most part. So maybe this will be it when it comes to weather, as far as storm accumulations and things of that nature, but we have seen those into March. I believe last year we had snow on the ground in April. It wasn't any accumulation or anything like that, but it did happen. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just think people goes overboard a little bit.
Well, how many times have you seen this weather report change this week?
I've seen it change like two or three times since I've seen it.
Right.
Now they're saying mostly we're going to get 2 inches of ice.
Right. And well, I was just listening to the weather report that Adam does here, and every day it's been different. And I don't blame Adam for that because he's getting his information from somewhere. But,
yeah.
But you know, over the weekend, it was like 3 to 5 inches. Then yesterday, he said 1 to 3. And I think now we are up to more than 3 again. Maybe rain, maybe sleet, maybe ice. I don't know. It seems like nobody really knows.
Yeah. And when you go to the store, I just think they go overboard when they're just grabbing stuff just to be grabbing. You know? It was just like when the pandemic happened, first started, you couldn't find nothing on the shelves. They had to limit you to one or, you know, two things on there. You know? People just gets overboard, you know, with it. They just get out of control.
Now, what do you think it is about the weather that does this?
It's like, they think they ain't going to get out. Like, they ain't going to get nowhere.
Now, has that ever happened? Even when we got the 8 inches, was there a time you couldn't get out?
I work at Denny's. And it didn't stop nobody that day from going. When that level 3 dropped from a level 3 to a level 2, everybody from Marion was coming out there to Denny's.
Really?
That's crazy.
What were they doing out there?
They would go in there to eat instead of, you know, they bought all this stuff out at the stores the day before, but yet they don't want to cook it at home. They're going out here to, we're out there in that weather, they'll brace that weather.
I think people like to talk about the weather. You know, when the big storm happened, I'm one of those people who the day before I thought, whoa, wow, won't it be nice to not have to leave the house for a couple of days? By the time Friday came, I was ready to leave the house.
But I don't understand it. It's like when a bad weather comes, you know, it makes you come out and go to a restaurant, but yet you got all that food sitting there in the house, but yet we're supposed to be stormed in.
Well, you know, it really is a funny thing, the weather. It's just one of those things that gets people's blood pressure all riled up. But in the end, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
And when they tell you, like on a level 3, to stay off the roads, have you ever seen anyone in Marion listen to that?
No, and there was some controversy last time when the level 3 came down during the last storm because there were a lot of people angry because the storm was pretty much happening during the work day, and a lot of people had went to work that morning because the snow was not that bad in the morning, and the sheriff came on at like, it was like 12, 1 o'clock. I don't remember exactly that afternoon. And he said, well, we're going to go to a level 3. I think he said 4 o'clock was the time. But it was 3 hours away. And I remember all the first shift people were getting angry and saying, the roads are continually going to get worse for the next 3 hours. And we can't leave, the factory people as well, because you're holding off on this level 3 until the time that we would have to leave work. And if you would call a level 3 now, we would be able to leave and the business would have to shut down. So that took a lot of heat last time I saw.
Yeah. But I just can't believe people how they, you know, they, you're told, well, and when bad weather happens, like over the summer when we had all that bad rain, you know, places were flooding. There was roads over here flooding by Motomart. There's people driving in it and everything else, getting stuck. tell you to stay home, and you're not.
Well, isn't that the human nature of it, though? And that's what I really can't figure out, is that, you know, everybody gets panicked, everybody runs to the store, everybody gets everything done, but then they go out anyway when they tell them not to. And
yeah,
I
embrace it.
Yeah, I really don't understand, but I have the feeling, you know, people are hearing 1 to 3 inches and ice and all of this, and I don't know what'll happen tomorrow. I'm sure people are running to the grocery store. I'm sure that there'll be a little bit of a panic, but I'm sure Friday morning we'll all be fine. We'll all be at work. Everything will be good.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and you'll be at the radio station.
And I'll be, yeah. One day I wasn't able to make it in here, and that was during the big storm, and that was only because a drift at the end of my road. 3 inches is not a whole lot of snow.
Yeah, I know.
You can get in and out of your driveway with 3 inches.
Now, the other day, that was a lot.
Yeah, that was a big storm. I think it ended up being, what, 8.5 inches, something like that. But the drifts are what caused the problem there. You could drive through that, but it drifted in places where there was no way you were going to drive through the drift.
Yeah. But I got a four-wheel drive truck, so, I mean, I can get anywhere I want, so...
Well, that's always a plus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, you too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Anything on your mind in regard to this weather coming up? If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Now, I know I'm happy this morning because I just got a delivery of a cinnamon roll and a large Diet Coke. So I am good for the storm that might happen tomorrow. I'm pre-prepared for that. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I am sitting here, hitting my head back and forth against a wall, trying to figure out the palindrome.
Oh, the palindrome?
Are you sure they meant this year, that they didn't mean 2020?
Well, I think so. I'm pretty sure that's the palindrome message that I saw yesterday. Now, isn't today... Okay, 2/23/22. Let's see. Well, okay, so if we take the first two in 22, that would be 2, and then 2/3/22. That's right, isn't it?
No.
I'm going to have to get out an index card now and see.
Well, yeah, because I'm sitting here right now, everything down I can, and I'm thinking, no, I think this happened back in 2020, because technically, if it was 2000 today, it would be 02/23/22. And you put that backwards, it's not the same thing. But if it was in 2020, it would be 02/23/20. And backwards, it would be 02/23. See what I'm saying?
Well, I was just looking. I think the problem is because I just wrote the date and then I wrote it backwards. And
yeah.
Because probably most people don't put a zero in front of the two. I think that's what they're basing this on. Because if you took 2/23/22. And wrote that backwards, it would be 2/23/22.
Oh, you mean it would be 2/23/22.
Yeah, frontwards without the zero.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It would be 2/23/22, and then backwards it would also be 2/23/22.
Okay, alrighty. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's what they're basing it on. And apparently, it started on the 21st and will run through the 29th. And I don't think any of us are ever going to see this in our lifetime again, because these palindromes, normally, there are years that go by where we don't have them.
Well, did you hear, and I know this was on Facebook, I saw this, and supposedly this isn't supposed to happen for another 800 years, that this month, each day, Sunday through Saturday, will have 4 weeks.
Each month. Are there months where there are 5 weeks?
Well, sure.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, what do we define a week? Does it have to be a full 7 days?
No, like Sunday will have, there'll be four Sundays, there'll be four Mondays in week-wise, there'll be four Tuesdays, and so on and so forth.
Now, didn't January have five Sundays?
Well, it might have been, but my point is that this month, supposedly, 800 years from now, it's easier to see it on a calendar.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So four full weeks in every month.
In every day, Sunday will have four weeks. Monday will have four Mondays. Tuesday will have four Tuesdays. And if you look on the calendar and look at that, it is like that, because I've looked two or three times now telling other people.
But you also can have five of some things.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, Scott. You know, yeah, they'll say there's going to be four Saturdays this month or whatever, but supposedly this is different. And I've never seen the like of, and I don't know if it's just 22 or what it is, but there's a lot of different things. At least there either are or people are talking about it more, you know, of things like that.
Well, it's interesting to me because it's not a leap year. Our
right.
days are not off for any reason. So I'm not sure if this is just the perfect alignment of the calendar that we have or what has happened, because I would think that, New Year's Day, I believe that was that a Sunday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Sunday. So I would think that every year that there is not a leap year, that the year starts on a Sunday, which would be every 7 years, that this would happen.
Well, think about this way. If this was a leap year and it was 29, then that means the 28th is on a Monday, the 29th would have been on Tuesday, and there would have been five Tuesdays.
Right, which would have thrown that off.
Yes.
So if there are five Tuesdays, that throws off the calendar?
That would throw off this particular calendar of 4 weeks in each day. Each day has 4 weeks.
Let me see. Because January, let me just take a look here. Because I thought January had five Sundays.
Well, they have, but I don't understand what that has to do with February.
Oh, so it's just for February?
Yeah, this particular month.
This month. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've got you. So that every day this month has four.
Yes.
Oh, well, that is interesting because the month has 28 days, so, you know, but they get, depending on the day of the week that it starts, it kind of throws it off sometimes, and we can have a leap year.
And well, see, you understand now. You see what I mean. If there had been a 29th, then that would have been five Tuesdays that month, and it would have thrown it off. But supposedly, this won't happen again for 800 years. And I'm thinking, wow, it's a long time. I don't know, but
boy, that is a long time. That
I'll leave you look that up.
800 years. That's long after we'll be down the road. Whoever's on the radio then can talk about it.
There you go.
So what do you make of all these weather reports this week?
Well, I kind of take it as it comes because I've just learned. My partner and I went out yesterday and bought $5,000 worth of groceries, and so we're all.
Only $5,000? Boy, you must have been in the express lane.
No, we always shop on Tuesday. That's the only reason. I mean, I always think in our terms, we don't need to be as concerned because we're retired and all that sort of thing. But obviously, people who aren't, people who have children in school, they're all going to be affected. And if you don't know, if they keep tossing it around, we don't know, you're not going to know. There's only one person that's going to know this, and it's you know, it'll be what it'll be, I guess. All you can do is be prepared.
Well, that's what I, you know, this is what I don't like about it is we live in Ohio. We have four seasons, and January and February and March, there, December, there's going to be a possibility of snowstorms like this. But when they start 5 days before, pumping it every time there's a newscast and then changing it constantly, it does rattle people. I don't know why they have to start so early, and I don't know why they have to start giving these accumulations, because they really do look inaccurate when they start out on Sunday saying, well, it's going to be 5 to 8, and by the time we get to the day of the storm, they're down to 1 to 3.
I guess the whole idea is by the time they get to the day of the storm, people will be so thrilled with them that, it was wrong.
Well, you know the thing, you know where I put this is in the summer, I think television stations are really the big perpetrators of this. But, you know, you have these reporters every time there's a hurricane or a big tornado, and these reporters go down there and they get in the hurricane. And they broadcast in the center of the hurricane, the wind's blowing, the rain is blowing, they're out there with a raincoat on, they've got a microphone in their hand, a cameraman's out there with them, and they're telling people, evacuate the area. Now, there they are, standing in the middle of this, telling people...
Are you talking about Jim Cantore?
every time I've ever seen this, I've said, now, what purpose does this serve? What, does it make people leave quicker? I don't think it does. I think a lot of people...
I think it's sensation, isn't it?
Right, and I think the weather is that way, too. I think the weather has become a sensational thing for the television stations. Have you noticed, even in Columbus, one is the most accurate weather forecast, the most reliable forecast... Doppler radar, the only station with Doppler radar. Well, okay, who decides what's the most accurate weather forecast? The other night I was listening to, I believe it was NBC, because the Olympics was on, and they were doing a promo for the station, and they said, NBC, America's favorite network. Well, what does that, who polled that? America's favorite network? I guess not most watched, because CBS will say, we're America's most watched network. But I guess you're not America's favorite, because NBC is America's favorite network. You know, this is why I have never paid attention to ratings. I pay attention to people who say, I like your show. I like your station. You know, that's...
There you go.
Yeah, who makes up these things?
Oh, I agree, and that's why I don't pay a whole lot of attention. I don't really watch much national news like that. You know, maybe I read headlines that come in on my phone or all that sort of thing. As far as weatherman go, I am Adam all the way around, because, you know, he just says it, and I figure he's probably as close as anybody else is going to be.
Right, and even every day this week, he's been kind of off, and I don't know... maybe it's just changing. I haven't looked at the radar or the forecast, but I think, you know, on Sunday he was saying more like 6 inches, and then, or maybe that was Monday, was 6 inches. Yesterday it was 1 to 3. Now today we've bumped it up a little bit again, and now it's possible rain, possible sleet, possible snow. You know, I wonder what it'll be tomorrow. I just wish people would say, snow possibly coming. If they said that, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Well, I think it's kind of like the pandemic. Who was it? I think your doctor's on there that says, we don't know what we don't know, or something like that. And in other words, we're playing by ear as we go along.
Well, and isn't that what we all have to do every day anyway?
Yeah,
I mean, you get up, and you see what that day is going to be like, what happens, everything impacts you, and it's just how you react to it.
Right.
Really, exactly. Is what the day is about. So I don't understand. And they're also big now on telling you when there's going to be warm weather. Well, we're going to have 2 days of really warm weather in this month. Okay. Maybe that's how you become the favorite network. You tell people good news.
I don't know what the whole idea is behind it all, but I do know there's a certain amount of sensationalism, I'm pretty sure, as far as we'll get people excited. It's something for them. They want to know. They want to know. So we'll give them what we know, and this is all we know today.
Well, and I think also everybody does fight the internet. It's an interesting thing, because in the beginning, I think people fought the internet because there was accurate information out there, and you wanted to maybe present it to people before the internet did. Now the problem is there's so much misinformation out there on the internet that I think you're just trying to correct them a lot of times and say, well, wait a second, that's not exactly the way it is. You know, there's a story on the front page of the Marion Star today, or at least on the internet. I don't know what the delivery will be like today, but it says Marion City Schools responds to concerns of racism and inclusion. And if you just read that headline, that's not very good for Marion City Schools.
Right.
But I skim the story this morning, and the story, as near as I can tell, was based off two people who went to a board meeting and had something to say. Now, that's not really what that headline reflects.
Well, and also, you said something about they get behind in their stories and information, because I stopped taking the Star, so I don't know what comes out every day.
Well, I just feel bad for Marion City Schools, because if you just saw that headline, you would think there's a problem with race at Marion City Schools. But if you actually read the story, and I don't know how many people will, it seemingly, I'm not saying there's not a problem, I guess that's all in the eye of the beholder, but two people showed up to a school board meeting and just voiced their concerns about Black History Month and things of that nature, and now there's a problem. And I don't know if that's really reflective of a front page story with that headline. To me, that seems sensational.
Well, it does, you know, but it's hard to speak on it if you don't know exactly what went down.
It is, and that's the problem, I think, that newspapers have always had, is that they were there, and they only print what they can print. Now, I'm not saying they're trying to make it sound sensational, but It's hard to, if you sat down, if you saw a car crash, and you tried to sit down and write 300 words describing that car crash, it's much easier just to show people a picture of the car crash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why radio and television, I think, have always had a leg up, because we can just say, okay, here it is. Here's what happened. Newspapers can't do that. They've got to explain it. They've got to take you there. And I think sometimes in taking you there, a little bit of their opinion sneaks in.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's tough.
You know, yeah, because if you're there, you're writing what happened, but you have to put a certain twist on it.
Well, and
I'm not saying a really severe twist, but you're saying, okay, this is what I saw, and it looks to me like they've got a problem.
Well, it's interesting, because that board meeting that they're speaking of happened, it says in the article, on February the 14th. Well, this story is coming out on February the 23rd. So that's 9 days ago this meeting took place. And also, I'm sure it was not the only thing discussed at that meeting. So somebody had to zero in and pick that out and say, well, this is something that deserves a headline and deserves to be on the front page, and these other issues are not. And that,
well, the hot issue.
Well, I think it's interesting that this is February, it is Black History Month, that this issue would come up now. That's, you know, maybe it's just an irony.
I was going to say too, Scott, and I'm just almost positive you probably follow Marion Crime Chronicles too.
Yes. Well,
and I don't mean also, I mean Marion Crime Chronicles too.
Right.
You see a certain amount of that on there too.
Well, I'm shocked. You know, one of the things about that particular page, and honestly, I have paid attention to it less because what I have found, and I don't know who's running the page. I think it's changed hands many times over the years. But a lot of times they'll report what was on a scanner. And that isn't always what happened.
Right.
And to me, and I know they've also done things where they try to be, maybe they're not trying to be funny, I don't know, but they'll do a story that's really misleading to people because they're trying to be ironic. I don't know what they're trying to be, but people...
trying to be funny, Scott.
Right, but I don't think you can be funny if you are trying to report serious news, because I think the people who subscribe to that don't understand that that's not real. If you don't know who the commissioners are and you don't know who the city council people are, and they're throwing fake names in there and creating a fake story for a laugh, I don't think everybody thinks it's a laugh. I don't.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I think that's tough.
It's like, there was some silliness on there about that Monroe Street incident, was it last week that I sent you or whatever, you know, and when the silliness jumps in, it makes me just want to stop reading it, because I thought, oh, you're just trying to get attention now, you know, and all that. I mean, because I don't get the newspaper, let's face it, sometimes I get little bits of information from that page.
Well, yeah. There is information that comes out of there. I know people send them pictures, people send them news stories, and I understand that. But most people, and I can't speak to the whole group anymore, but most people who do practice journalism in Marion on radio stations and the newspaper, what used to happen, if somebody gave you a story, you didn't just put it out there. You didn't just put it on the radio or run it in the newspaper. You called somebody. You called the sheriff. You called the police chief. If it was a political story, you called whoever it was about. And you tried to ask them, is this real? What's your side on this? Because that's fair. Because sometimes it isn't always correct. And... I don't think the internet adheres to that, and when you don't adhere to that, you end up reporting a lot of things that aren't necessarily true. I mean, I've listened to scanners, and it'll say a drug issue on, you know, Henry Street. Well, a lot of times it doesn't turn out to be that. There was something misreported. Either by the operator or by the person who made the 911 call or the officer going over there, and you find out that's not necessarily what happened.
Right, yeah, and you do see that quite often because somebody will pipe up and mention somebody's name, just joking, and all of a sudden then it's John Doe that's doing it because John Doe lives on Henry Street.
Right. And I think that's the world that we live in that is so unfortunate, because I think people are smarter in many ways because of the internet, because they have such access to information. But when you believe phony stories like that, I think it hurts you in the other direction. I don't want to say it makes people, there's no polite word to say there, but it misinformed. It makes people sound very misinformed. And that, we don't want to be misinformed.
Right.
Yeah. Which is.
But we want to be first.
But we want to be, because you want to be the most accurate. The most accurate.
Okay, you do. I know you do, Scotty.
Yeah, the most accurate. But you know, we are Marion's favorite radio station.
I know.
Why not? Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Wednesday, February the 23rd, 2022, Palindrome Day. I think we worked all that out. Palindrome Day every day this week, by the way. The date, the same frontwards or backwards. 56 minutes past the hour. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call on in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Well, I think that's my bit on the snow this morning. I think I've talked enough about that. Now I have a cinnamon roll and a large Diet Coke sitting in front of me, courtesy of Angie. So now I'm really waiting for the break to come up here, because I'll sound much happier on the other side of this break, because I will have a cinnamon roll and a large Diet Coke in me. Phone lines open, 740-383-9944. I had an interesting experience last night that I'm going to save for the next hour, because there's no way I'll get it in the next few minutes, but we'll get to that next hour. So, we've talked palindromes, we've talked snow possibly coming, or ice, or rain, or whatever we're supposed to have around the corner here. What else new is going on? You know, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Jersey. And I am so happy that the Jersey still does well, but really, being Marion's only restaurant that you still walk up to, even in this cold weather, they do very well. What is it about the Jersey? I have to be honest, I don't go to the Jersey a whole lot. I don't know why. It just... To be honest with you, I really don't go on my own and eat out a lot. It's usually with somebody else if I'm going to go and eat out. So maybe that's why I don't go to the Jersey. Not that I couldn't go to the Jersey with somebody else, but it does make it more difficult, because you have to sit outside on a picnic table or go sit in a car or something of that nature. But what is so great about the Jersey in people's mind? And this is a positive thing that they do so well, that people are willing to stand outside in the cold to get their food. Now, the last time I was there, you know, it was typical. It was ice cream. It was foot-long hot dogs with Coney sauce. It was milkshakes. It was chicken sandwiches, shredded chicken sandwiches. I think they have French fries. See, this is how far behind I am. Now, I do remember they used to have the cones that they put faces on. You know, they'd put the, was it bunny cones? Was that what they were called? Where it was licorice for the whiskers, and they, I forget what the eyeballs were, and the nose. Does anybody remember the cones I'm talking about? 740-383-9944. Let me know what you like about the Jersey. All these restaurants or places that sell food are opening back up. Is the season to get back open after the winter season. Well, with the winter season coming to a close here in just over 20 days now. We've got Dairy Queen back open after their couple-month sabbatical. Jersey's back open after their few months of being closed down. I think pretty much at this point, everybody has either announced or has opened back up for the season. We must not have a whole lot of people who like the Jersey. We're not hearing from people what they like about the Jersey. Or does anybody remember the cones that used to have the faces on them? Was it rabbits? Seems to me like it was bunny cones. Now, I do remember the Jersey having very good ice cream. I remember that. They have a good ice cream there. I don't know. Soft serve versus hard ice cream. hand-dipped. Well, I think I'm going to take a break. I'm going to enjoy my cinnamon roll here and large Diet Coke and come back on the other side with you on the toll-free line. Stay tuned.
That's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit.